Blog Talk Radio.
And for all of you who are joining us all around the world, God bless you so much. We're praying for you. Let's go to God in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, because you hear me. And I just appreciate all that you do. We love you. Thank you for your blessings everywhere. Oh, God, we ask you to come on this line and take over. Not trying to be any wonder. Not trying to show out. Not trying to do anything except what you called us to do. Trying to be accountable of what you told us to do. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. Yeah, thank you. Forgive us for all of our sins, every sin of omission, the things that we omitted that we should have done, sins of commission, the things that we committed that we shouldn't have done. Help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us in the name of Jesus, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your blessings everywhere again and again. Look on the people all around the world. In America who are coming, Lord, giving you their first fruits. Look on those all over the world, in Africa, in Germany, in Russia, Haiti, Brazil, England, everywhere. God, we just thank you for them.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Don't let them leave the same way they've come. And God, touch them and bless them in a bountiful way. I pray for finances. I pray for financial release of blessings that have been held up. I pray for our youth. I pray for safety of our children all over the world. I pray for healing of the sick and those who shed in. I pray for our nation, for pastors all over the world, for protection of God's people. Pray for those who are incarcerated.
Yes.
Pray for more love. I pray for more the churches worldwide and the men in prison, men on drugs and women on drugs, and alcoholics.
Yeah.
Pray for men to be added to the church.
Yeah.
People on the Gaza Strip. Oh, God, last night we thank you so many times.
Thank you,
for peace. And I saw on the news this morning when there are talks of peace, God bring it to pass. We prayed for those who have Ebola and ask you for a cure. And this morning I heard that they're talking about a vaccine. God, you are so ultra awesome. I want to remind the people that you do all these things, nobody else but you. You deserve the glory and you deserve all the praise.
Yes.
Thank you for the family of Michael Brown and the people there in St. Louis. Lord, help the family. Assuage this rioting in Jesus' name and give them some peace while they're hurting.
Yes.
Amen. Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
And when people are hurting, thank you for them. Help them. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for a greater anointing, divine wisdom and direction and guidance and happiness in our families and churches worldwide. Unity in the church.
Thank you, Jesus.
More meekness, more temperance, more kindness to one another, and forgiveness of sins and cleansing. Oh God, you're wonderful, ultra awesome.
Yes.
We give you the glory, we esteem you, we extol thee, we lift you up and give you all the praise and the glory. And bless us today on this First Fruits prayer line and help everywhere. Heal the sick and perform miracles. Holy Ghost, please take over. We don't know nothing. We don't know how to do nothing. Only you can teach us. We love you and praise you for all things in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you all awake?
Good morning.
God bless
you.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Good
morning.
Morning to all of you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
God bless all of you. Why don't y'all wake up here? Let's have a good time in Jesus. Amen. I'm asking all of you from all over. I've mentioned this, and it takes time to catch on. When I say praise check, that's the time for you to come in and let your praise be known unto God. Amen. All area codes. Don't let the enemy tell you sit there and listen. No, God wants your praise. He didn't tell you to sit there and listen. He told you to give him praise. The enemy is the one who told you that because he's been trying to keep people from praising God ever since they kicked him out of heaven. So if you've got a mouth, you ought to be able to praise him. Let's do a praise check. Praise check, and that's time giving God the glory.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Pastor Strada, are you there? If so, just identify GMAP.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I am here this morning. First and foremost, giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, God the Father, the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, honoring God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all of the saints here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. We are here from the GMAP Broadcast Network. I am Pastor Kevin T. Strada from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. And this morning, we just simply want to say thank you, Jesus, for allowing us yet another opportunity this morning to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line here on the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. We just want to encourage you to stop by. Be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. We'll turn it over to Ambassador Hagen at this time. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, and thank you so much. Praise the name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. We send out honor and respect and greetings to Dr. Johnson, Ambassador, our international ambassador, and Dr. Johnson, and our international ambassador chief, that is, both are chiefs, and we thank God for them. And we do honor, amen, Mother Johnson, all of the ambassadors, ambassadors, all of the other broadcasters, to everyone who's listening from all around the world. We just thank God for each and every one of you that are with us today. And I am Ambassador Hagen, and we are broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio. We're here at the live studio. You can reach us simply by calling 347-934-0207. And we are being heard literally all over the world. And we do welcome our family and our friends from Africa, Asia, Russia, Brazil, Argentina, Japan, India, Germany, Europe, you name it. Just simply all over the world. And Dr. Johnson, we just want to thank you for the excellent job that you're doing in getting this word out. We do appreciate the Lord for more than 90 million listeners and still expanding. God bless you, and we turn back to you, sir.
Thank you so much, both you and Pastor Strada. We thank God for both of you. And thank God. Thank God. Strada and GMAP, they led the way, and we're expanding through the blog. And now Ambassador Julie Hagen. Please give Bishop Hagen our regards. Amen. Tell him we want to, I'm going to another week with the revival. Want to see if we can get him to speak on next week. And Bishop Boland also on next week. God bless all of you. In just a moment, well, there's Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges on the line. Are you on the line?
Good morning. I'm here, Dr. John.
Good morning. Just a moment, we're going to release the line to you. Amen. Want to hear what the Lord has for us this morning. I just want to thank people again from all over the world for coming. And God has a special blessing for all of you. I want to, and before I leave the line today, I want to pray for your finances all over the world. And that God would release unto you financial blessings in the name of Jesus. And I just want to thank all of you. We thank God for all the bishops, the superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, all of you and all of the mothers in Jesus Christ. Thank you, mothers, for praying for me. If I ever needed your prayers, I need them now. Amen. We're giving God 1 billion praises a night or more. Amen. And if I ever needed your prayers, I need them now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to also thank God for all of our, you might say, staffing, all of those ambassadors. Amen. That's the term that the Lord gave me. He said, make ambassadors worldwide. That's what God said to me. Make ambassadors worldwide. We're not worried about a title, but ambassadors are prayer ambassadors that we're making for the glory of God. And these people are not just praying in their own area, but they're ambassadors of people who are to the nations. Amen. Touching people all around the world, and they are. Amen. Thank God for them. Thank God for all of the ambassadors, and we want to thank God for Lady Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Amen. Okay. Who's been there with us all the way. Thank God for her. I understand she'll be speaking on tomorrow. Amen. Need for some of y'all to call her and encourage her. Amen. Thank God for my 94-year-old mother, Mother Edlie Johnson. Amen. A mother to the nation. Amen. God's blessing her in a great, great, great way. An ambassador in her own right. God bless you. Amen. I know it's a little difficult to see the vision. You know, most people really don't see the vision until it starts really unfolding. It will. It will, and it will not tarry. We're writing the vision, and we're making it plain that they may run with it. We may run with it. And it will not tarry. It's going to unfold. Amen. Why would the Lord say to me, make ambassadors? Well, he's making them. But he uses people as a vehicle to accomplish his will here on earth. Amen. The devil's real here on earth. And so God needs representatives here on earth. Amen. And so he's doing that for a reason. And that will unfold to you. And it will not tarry. My God. My God. I see it. And it's going to be ultra, ultra, ultra awesome. My God. My God. Even on last night, on the blog line, I saw through the spirit realm people all in Africa. It was a roar. I mean, they were praising God and thanking God like I cannot describe to you. Just all in Africa, it was a big roar. People just praising God, thanking God. That shall come to America. Amen. And then after they were just thanking God like that, the people in India caught it and started, my God, they were praising God in their own language. They had interpreters. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you. It was something. You shall see this. But I know the vision has to unfold to some of you, but amen, it is real. God bless you. Right, just a moment, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, amen, is going to have her time. She'll be giving our inspirational message today. and give you the times, whatever time you need. This is our revival. We're in revival on the prayer line all this week, probably next week too. So, Ambassador Alexis Tegina, you can take much time as you want to. I want to announce that tonight we've got the youth prayer line at 7 o'clock. Ambassador Pfeiffer, amen. God bless you. Let me just do this little song of praise and worship, and then we're going to let you have it, Sister Gina. All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. 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 Everybody, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Pastor Johnson, why you do that? Well, in a revival, you know you have a little praise and worship before you present the speaker. Amen. And that's what we're doing. God bless you. The line is in your hands, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, who has been such a blessing to Amazing Grace and so many things she's done there to help young people as well as help the community. Not too long ago, we had unity in the community, and it was great. And then not too long ago, she led the way as we took our young people to the Universal Circus. And it was just wonderful, just not only spirit all the time, but a natural person then in the spirit. And thank God it was an encouragement to them. It's been a blessing to Lady Betty and all of us. She's been a blessing to Mother Johnson. She's been a blessing to her as she's taken so much tender care of my mother. And so I appreciate her very, very, very much. God bless you. And the line is open to you, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. And first, give an honor to God and to all whom honors you. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation in my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God bless all of you all, and I'm not going to be before you long, but if you all would just go with me, lots of you all may know this scripture. It's a very familiar one. It comes from the Psalm of David, the 23rd chapter, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." And I'm going to stop right there because that's going to be my topic this morning, "For thou art with me." You know, as we go through the vicissitudes of life and different things in life take place with us, we often come up against things that we may feel that, or life events that we may feel that we're alone. You know, God, you couldn't possibly be in this. Not what I'm going through. How would you let this happen to me, to somebody that serves me, you, to someone that fasts, someone that believes in you, someone that witnesses? Lord, why are you allowing me to go through this? Where are you in this? But we just have to remember that thou art with us, you know, that he is with me.
Yes.
All of the things that are going on in the world today, you could be in Japan, some of the tsunamis. Let's even think about, as the pastor mentioned this morning, that mother of Michael Brown. I'm sure right now she just feels like she's all alone. Her baby is gone. Her child that was supposed to have started college on yesterday. And you say, "Lord, where are you?" But we can just tell her, "Thou art with me." He's still with you, mother. He's still with you. The Lord did not bring you this far to leave you. God promised to never leave you nor forsake you. even though sometimes it may seem that, you know what, I just want to throw in the towel. I cannot do this, but I'm reminded of something that my mom used to read to us as a child about the footsteps in the sand and how you'd see two sets of footprints. Then all of a sudden you see one, and people begin to ask, okay, God, you left me. Where were you? And he said, uh-uh, no. That's when I was carrying you. So thou art still with you. Sometimes we may think that the Lord is not with us, or that we can fix situations ourselves. So we don't need the Lord. I think about Sarah and Abraham, how God promised them a child. But instead of them waiting on the Lord, they decided that, oh, well, maybe God done forgot about us. We're kind of old up here. Maybe he done forgot all about us. And they went out. And Abraham slept with the handmaid. And here come Ishmael, thinking that God wasn't there. But then God still blessed them with the child because God was still with them. And just to share a little bit of a personal situation, because I'm not a long speaker, so just to share a little bit of a personal testimony with you all. I remember some years back, my son, and it's no secret, everybody hear me talk about Bud, got in some trouble. And I had I really had a problem with this because I couldn't understand why the Lord would allow me to go through this with this child. This was a child. I said, Lord, this isn't my child. This is one that I adopted, and I've done the best I can, taking him in church. And the young man knows the Bible. He knows the Bible. He knows the Word. But in this particular situation here, he was facing a whole lot of time. And I began to pray, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, you got to fix this situation here. Where are you? As I got in my car and began to go to the court that day for the sentencing, and, you know, I was working on the D.C. side, but you can drive right from D.C. into Virginia in less than 15 minutes. So I had to drive over in this place called Alexandria, Virginia. And as I was driving there from downtown D.C., I was about maybe 5 miles from the courthouse. And I had been praying, and the Lord was silent on me. And I just kept saying, okay, why are you leaving me now? How come you're not saying anything now? Even as I parked my car in the garage, the Lord was still silent on me, and I was beginning to feel bad. I was getting angry with the Lord. I felt like the Lord had left me. You know, you left me here to fight by myself. I've been worshiping you. I've been doing this. I've been doing all that I could do to uplift your name, God, to build up your kingdom. I've been witnessing. I got a youth ministry going on, going in the juvenile detention. Why aren't you saying anything? The Lord was still silent. I began, I'm here, I'm doing this alone. As I went in the courthouse, and I sat there, and as they called on his name to come forth, and again, I just said, Lord, what? What are you doing? Where are you? You know, what's going on with you? And it seems like a voice just came over the courtroom and said, let them do what they do, but watch me work. As the judge called him up and the sentence, I knew that this young man was facing 35 years. But when the judge opened his mouth and he looked at all the character witnesses and all the letters and stuff that I had and all the prayers that had gone up on behalf of this young man, the judge said, you know what? I could sentence you to 35 years. But because of the charges, I have to give you something. I'm going to give you the minimum, 5 years. I said, God, thank you. And even though I personally felt that he was not there, I know that thou was with me, that God was with me in that situation. I didn't break down. I didn't cry. I didn't scream. I just began to thank God for being there with me in that situation. And saints, as I bring this to a close, I want you all to know that as I sat there, and even things that I have gone through in life in this day and time, I have to remember and know that the Bible says that I know that they may slay me, but yet will I trust him, because you have to realize that God is with you. And that another thing that I used to always tell them, and I still tell the youth today, that you can do all things through Christ. Why? Because thou art with me. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't succeed, that you can't do this, you can't do that. You can't make it because thou art with you. You have to speak to yourself sometimes and tell yourself that greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And know that thou art with me. You know, you go even in Psalms 91. You cannot fear the terror that by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. You just have to know that thou art with me. You can't fear nor the pestilence, nor the stalks in the darkness, for thou art with me. Nor the plague that may destroy at midday. You have to remember that thou art with me. Thousand can fall on your side and 10,000 on your right side, but it will not come nigh thee, for thou art with me. So when all distractions that the devil may try to send your way, whether it be health, finance, kids acting up, drama in the church, or anything else he may think that he has, you can tell all these things that he send your way, you better burn, baby, burn, because thou art with me. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. My God.
My God. Amen. Thank you so much. That's ambassador-elect. You know, Hodges, and what a blessing, what a blessing. And we appreciate it in the name of Jesus. I want to open up the line. Everybody needs to be encouraged. And open up the line to those who would like to encourage her. The line is open to you. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Morning. Good morning, Pastor
Elect Gina. I'm one of her cousins calling from Raleigh, North Carolina, calling to encourage her. This is missionary Mother Peggy Hyatt here in Raleigh to encourage my cousin Gina in the Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful message today. For thou art with me. I thank and praise the Lord for hearing that testimony. I haven't spoken with her in some time now, but the Lord is still working, and I thank the Lord how he's still working in our family. We had a praying family. Her grandmother was my mother's sister, and I thank the Lord for her and for her life and for her family. In Jesus' name, be encouraged, Gina, and I'll be talking to you soon. God bless.
All
God
right.
Bless. Thank you.
The line is still open.
God bless
you. Let's encourage your heart.
Like Gina, the ambassador on the move. Praise God for you bringing such wonderful, wonderful message this morning. God really used you and you allowed him to do just that. And thank you for that personal touch, that testimony you gave about your child. Many people don't want to give personal testimonies, but that reaches the heart of the people, especially when it comes from the book of Psalms the 23rd Psalms, one of the prayers that David prayed that has reached the world all over and in every situation. So we thank God for you and praise God for that word again, encouraging our hearts. God bless you.
God bless you. The line is still open.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hello?
Go ahead, Mother.